Listening to this in your car? Frank Moretti with the Road Information Project has some bad news for you.
We estimate that motorists in the Austin area are paying an additional $1,393 a year in the cost of traffic crashes, travel delays, and additional vehicle operating costs because of deficient roads.
So for motorists to save on those costs, Moretti says the state needs to spend more on roads. Spend more on roads? You won't get any argument there from Amadeo Sainz, the executive director of the Texas Department of Transportation. Problem is, when it comes to funding for TxDOT, that isn't what's been happening.
The need is more like $7 or $8 billion more than what had been invested. So the need is there, and it's all a matter of trying to find the resources to address those needs.
And as with many things in government, finding the resources is where it gets tricky. While the final size of Texas' anticipated budget shortfall is still unknown, the number $28 billion has been batted around.
The sad truth of the matter is that we have a budget disaster.
State Senator Kirk Watson is the vice chair of the Senate Committee on Transportation and Homeland Security.
The truth of the matter is the hole is so deep that transportation funding is going to continue to be left behind, and we're going to continue to be stuck in traffic.
Watson says before TxDOT can expect more funding, the state legislature needs to reform the system that got Texas into such a budget crunch in the first place. No telling how long that might take. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.